Good evening. It's November 23rd, 2011. The time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Wednesday. This is Audio Mo number 23 for Audio Mo 2011 on Audio Boo. My subject for this particular Audio Mo is The Pepper Spraying Was Wrong, and I'm referring to the pepper spraying incident out there in California at a college campus by two officers that were trying to pepper spray students that had their arms interlocked sitting down, but the officers were trying to move them out of the way and to disperse them. And my feeling, and from what I have been trained in the use of pepper spray, which I have received training on the use of pepper spray is to be used to disable an individual. It literally closes your eyes. And I know this firsthand because part of my training is to take a full shot of pepper spray in the face. And I did. I do not want to do it again. I know what it feels like to get a full dose in the face. And once you get sprayed with this stuff, you're not going to be walking anywhere because you cannot literally see. Your eyes are closed. They are burning. Your face is burning. Even when you start to begin to see, and even the next day when you shower, this stuff is still, it's embedded into your pores. From what I saw on the video, I was just aghast. I'm like just shaking my head. And these two officers, I feel, are going to have fine, that they're going to have assault charges. I don't know who gave them the authorization to use pepper spray. It was a peaceful demonstration. The YouTube show that. I just have to shake my head. But on the lighter side, out of this incident comes the so-called, I guess you could call it the new Rick roll, because the officer that sprayed, or there was two officers, so I guess, but the one image of the officer spraying as he's walking down the line, it's cropped out into several, well, actually quite a few famous pictures, images, and actually some famous pictures. I think I saw a Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving dinner picture that had the officer spraying the table. And there's other ones out there, and I guess that's just the culture we live in, that that will be a particular icon for this particular year of 2011. I've actually used the image myself. I cropped it out, the officer, and cropped it into a particular photograph last night as a joke. The actual pepper spraying of the students is no joke. It was outrightly wrong and should have never happened. If I was given an order to pepper spray somebody, you know, students in that, I would say, here's my badge, I quit. That was uncalled for. And I guess I wanted to express that because I watched the video and I'm just shaking my head. It's like, what is going through this officer's mind? Which both officers, two officers are on administration paid leave, which I can't see that, but they were wrong. The chancellor of the college, she's wrong. She should resign, I feel, because she's ultimately responsible for it. It'll be interesting to see how this story paves out and plays out, I should say. But that's all I have on this Wednesday evening. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.